Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what up, man? Minnesota Fresh here, man. Getting this shit started. How y'all doing out there? You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for tuning in. So, essentially, the topic for today will be homosexuality and not only its origin, but its future. And, how it affects families, you know, in general, not just African-American families, but families as a whole, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely want to be able to put that on the table so everybody can understand what's going on. And if, you know, there's certain things you might not believe or anything, you know, I'm not here to push anything upon you, but if you hear anything that you question, you know, just go search it. And, find out what's going on for yourself, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a messenger, you understand what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get the word out there so people can understand what's really going on. And essentially, I'm going to start by saying the origin of homosexuality is actually, it stems from the Greco-Roman philosophies, in which, you know, there's a lot of stories that philosophers wrote, things like this. But, What happened was they stole, or I guess at a certain point they were borrowing it at first, but what happened was they borrowed the culture from ancient Egypt and they took it and, you know, they changed the names, they changed the people, but they couldn't change where the energy, you know, as far as change the name, but that God is there for a specific reason as far as energy goes, you understand? So what essentially happened was they took the religious systems, or I shouldn't call them religion, but what I should say is they took the spiritual system of ancient Kemet and took it and perverted it. Now, when I say perverted it, you know, I'm not necessarily speaking about the homosexuality and the pedophilia that's a part of this story, but taking anything and perverting it, basically the definition of a perversion can be something about sexuality, and it can also be, you know, having been corrupted or distorted from its original meaning. So the story has been perverted in both ways, you know, sexually and just very distorted from its original meaning, you understand? So what we have to do is understand why they would change it and what their goals were while they were changing it. So the story is of Zeus and Ganymede. And what happened is, you know, you can search this anywhere online. Or, you know, this is just the story of Zeus and Ganymede. Now, Ganymede was an adolescent boy. And what happened was he was in Mount Olympus or heaven or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And he saw a beautiful boy on Earth. You know, Ganymede was a human and he saw him on Earth. He thought he was beautiful. So what he did was he turned himself into an eagle and he swooped down to Earth and snatched him up off of the Earth. Now, there are pictures of this, you understand, you know, and ancient pictures of this that show eagles taking a little boy. You know, the symbology in this picture is of Zeus and Ganymede. But now what I like to say is he was an adolescent boy. You know, some pictures depict him as a baby, you know, and that's a little too much within itself, you understand what I'm saying? But just to call him an adolescent boy, just saying he's too young, you understand, for any type of sexual energy to even be imposed upon him. But Zeus took him to Mount Olympus and had sex with him. And this is well documented within the story. So when that happened, his wife Hera got very mad. She was highly upset, irate. So she wanted to kill Ganymede, rightfully so. She wanted to just kill him. But Zeus hid him. He protected Ganymede and kept him in a different part of the galaxy or Mount Olympus or, you know, whatever you want to, you know, refer to it as. So instead of her, since she couldn't get to him or Ganymede, since Hera couldn't get to Ganymede, what she did was she killed his family, friend, you know, she went after his people, essentially. So the story of it is intrinsically not only homosexual, but it's pedophilistic in its nature, you understand? So what happened is, this is a story written by Homer, you know, Homer or Omer, whatever you want to call him. And within the Greek philosophy, homosexuality, there was really no name for it, that nor pedophilia. See, so at the end of the day, they didn't think there was nothing wrong. There was no name for it. So when you slap a label on something, then it changes. It changes pretty dramatically when you slap a label on something. But they didn't have a name for it. But this is the way, this is the life they live. So when you look at Zeus and you understand that he is the highest Greco-Roman god, so this is what you aspire to. You know, in any society, the religious dogma is what you aspire to be. You know, you want to be like Jesus. You understand? Or you want to be like God because you want to achieve that ascension or that high level of consciousness or whatever. Physically, you know, any other type of aspects that you can attain it. So while we're trying to be like Jesus in this society, which is, you know, essentially a good thing if you really walk like he said walk, but we're not going to get into Jesus and his story. But if our religious dogma was God, you know, instead of Jesus being God's son, if our religious dogma was Jesus was kidnapped by God and taken up to heaven and he had sex with them, that would dramatically change our lifestyles and what we do. You understand? So it was perverted. They took the ancient knowledge from Kemet and the spiritual systems from Kemet, and they took them over and started borrowing them, and then they had essentially just took them over and brought them to the U.S. and changed them again. Now, all of this stuff is still going on. So I'm not against homosexuals, definitely against pedophilia. You know what I'm saying? That's just, come on now. But at the end of the day, everybody has their choice to do whatever they want. Do what you want, you know, do what thy will. It's your choice. But when you start pushing it as something that's normal, as something that, oh, just try it. Now I have a problem with it for the simple fact of, no, we shouldn't be doing shit like that. Do what you do. But, you know, while we're out here teaching that, you know, homosexuality is cool, no one's teaching that, you know, the true black history. You know, we're teaching things that are really trivial, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, it's leading us to our destruction. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into a song here, and we're going to get back, take a few callers, see what's going on out there. Thank you all for calling in. But we about to play. Let's see, we got my nigga Dirty K here, man. Billion Dollar Grind, ENT. Name of the track is called Good Pussy. Ah, gotta love that. So we're going to run into this, and we'll be right back. Computer wasn't running so damn slow. But yeah, while I get this going, essentially, I just don't want anybody to call in and gay bash, or, you know, for the lack of better term of, you know, I don't want anybody to be offended. I just want the truth to be put out there. I want people to truly understand what's going on. So whenever you get a chance, you call in, ask any questions, any concerns, even if it's not necessarily on this topic. And, yeah, we'll figure this out together, because I don't know everything, you understand, but we can build this together and put all our knowledge together, figure this shit out. Essentially, that's all we got to do is figure this shit out. Why the hell is this shit running so slow? It was just running fine. I started talking to the computer like, oh, you talking that real shit. Hold on. We definitely got a few callers online here. Jesus Christ. I use that term loosely just in case you didn't know. What the hell? If you don't mind, a few seconds here. Place up music. Where is it? Jesus. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I'm still pretty new at this. New computer. BlogTalkRadio.com is not responding. That's no good. Well, it says, I guess I can keep going then while I figure this out. You know, and about homosexuality, the thing is while they're pushing it, you know, it seems pretty mundane right now. It seems like, oh, you know, it can't do any harm. You know, just let them be. you know, just let them have fun. And definitely, you know, do your thing. But what we got to realize is homosexuality is all about sex. It's about pleasure. You see what I'm saying? It's not about procreation. That's not the main objective. The main objective is sexual pleasure. So when you realize that and you look at the nature of things and the way that things are supposed to happen, it's not conducive to the natural way of things. I mean, if we had animals that were homosexuals, they would be extinct. They couldn't, you can't do that for too long. But then if you make it a natural thing that people do, then it's definitely not going to, in about two or three generations, the population will be dramatically decreased just due to this. So as far as that goes, you know, someone should at least understand that, you know, this will be the demise of us as a people if we don't understand how far they're trying to take this. I don't understand why this computer is running so slow now. I want to take some callers, man. I see y'all in there, but this shit is running slow. I can't click music. Can't click the caller. I can talk for 2 hours, definitely, but I'm pretty sure my voice ain't that sexy. But either way, as far as what we need to do about it, it's definitely not, you know, definitely not bash them or, you know, it's basically just all about knowledge. And if they don't know why they're doing something, you know, just teach them. And, you know, if they want to keep doing it, then that's fine. You know, that's their choice. But without knowledge, then you really can't make intelligent moves. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, if you don't have a knowledge of why you're doing it or even why you think it's okay, then you're just following someone's orders that you don't know. You really don't know whose orders you're following. This is just so irritating. Refresh. Maybe that'll do it. Man, and I see my callers in here, man. I love y'all for calling in, man. I really appreciate that. I'm trying to get to y'all. This new computer, I really should have just used my laptop. Because it worked out well. But it worked out better than this is right now. But I guess I can go into the destruction of the black household and how homosexuality just doesn't heed to procreation. It just, you know, it's that's not what it's for. You see what I'm saying? It's all about sexual indulgence. And I can go into this whole diatribe about how, you know, the Bible says sexual indulgence is bad and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, it's a metaphysical thing. It's a physical thing. And before too long, we'll end up in a spot that, you know, we won't be able to come back from. Hold on. Let's see if I can play this song. I think we got it. Good pussy. I really want to play that song. I think a $30K billion dollar variety is me. Yeah. Thank y'all for calling in, man. Right. Let's play a little music and then we're going to get back to it.
Can see a pull out that Sully. Sully do the Uchi Coochie. And when I get finished, I'ma spark me a little. it back hard, and when it gets soft, I'ma get it back hard.
He kissed my neck in the morning.
There we go. This is crazy. Trying to keep this shit together, man. It's pretty unstable here. But what I'm going to do is pull up another window. I'm going to play some more music for y'all, man. Y'all just stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to get into it. I'm just trying to make sure I can get all this shit together. Make sure it's right for y'all. You know, but I'm going to throw in another song. Thank y'all for calling in. I really appreciate that. It's a little choppy right now. We haven't technical difficulties, but they won't last too long. We still got some good music here, you know what I'm saying? Plenty good national music from local artists all around the U.S. and stuff like that. So we're going to get into some more stuff. Matter of fact, Azalea Banks, 212. I definitely fuck with Azalea Banks, man. So we're going to run this. Y'all listening? And I'll be back once I get these figured out, man. Taking a lot of fucking clicking. That's all I'm saying. Click. And if y'all ain't never heard of Azalea Banks, man, make sure y'all go check her out, man. She's a really, really nice MC. You know what I'm saying? I've heard of her through the wire. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised we got her in the list, actually. You know what I'm saying? But she really goes hard. I'm clicking this motherfucker, and it just won't. Play. Boy, oh boy. I should not have clicked that. Last time I refreshed this motherfucker, I hit refresh and that motherfucker just went all the way off. Like, up. Want to diagnose the problem? No, motherfucker, I want to talk and play some fucking music. Get some calls in this motherfucker. I see y'all out there, man, and I really do apologize for the technical difficulties. Man, I really do. But we definitely going to get together way before the show is done with. And we're going to be able to get into some real talk and talk about the things that really matter, you know what I'm saying, and get people incorporated into their views and stuff like that. And, you know, basically take everything and build on that and figure out the next thing to do as a culture instead of letting people tell us what we need to do. Matter of fact, here we go.
If your dick ain't hard, what you fucking with? If you ain't got a lot of money, I ain't sucking in.
If
the
pussy
keep it moving, start chucking in.
Dirt.
Us bad bitches know who I'm fucking with. If your dick ain't hard, what you fucking with? If you ain't got a lot of money, I ain't sucking in. Get the pussy keep it moving, start chucking in. Us bad bitches know who I'm fucking with. Ain't no nigga like the South Side. I'm
that's what dumb is. North side niggas don't forget them, they got money too. So when they round, that's exactly who I'm running to.
Y'all for listening to some of this good local music, man. I'm gonna get back into it. Well, I'm still trying to figure out this lag time. Well, what it really is there's a lag time between the mouse and the internet interface system and all this. But while I'm still trying to figure this out, you know, I'm gonna just keep going into it and basically help you understand the fact that everybody should have a free choice, point blank, period. There should be no question in that. But what we do have to realize is there's culture battles here in play. And once you realize that it came from an ancient empire, that we got to realize the Egyptians, or you know what they call them now, the ancient Kemet Empire was around for 3,100 years. Before the Grecian Roman really took everything over. So after 3,100 years, there was essentially no more Egyptian spirituality. You see, they had started trying to take it over a few thousand years down the line. But the simple fact is, we had a spiritual system that worked for over 3,000 years, and that's just. Thinking about something like that is just really amazing in the simple fact that something lasted that humans did, you know, for 3,000 years. And then when it switched, it seemed to become, you know, because we all believe that the Roman Empire fell when it didn't. And that's how they trick you. You see what I'm saying? They make you think it's not here anymore when what they did was they took over Egypt and its religious or its spiritual systems and turned it into religion. You understand? So, once they did that, you know, everything changed. They essentially took over the world because they took over the spirituality system that had ruled the world already, but they perverted it and manipulated it to what they wanted it to be. You see what I'm saying? So as far as, I guess the best way to be able to say it is we don't need integration. We don't need segregation. We need separation. And what that means is, first, we got to find our culture. We got to get back to the nitty-gritty of it, the real, the base of it. I mean, the story of Horus, Isis and Ra, and even those names are names that really weren't used at that time, but these are the words that we use for the Holy Trinity of Egypt. You see what I'm saying? We got to get back to that and understand what that really meant, because when they switched it, it became diluted, not only diluted, but it became destructive. To say the very least, it became very destructive in the simple fact that your dogma, your religious dogma, it became definitely, it might not be destructive to the Greeks or the Europeans, because Greco-Roman is all European, but it might not be destructive to them, which I still believe it is, but that's their choice. Kill yourselves, destroy yourselves. But when we realize that there is no precedent for this type of behavior in a society it was predominant for 3,000 years, and they lasted 3,000 years. I don't think I can stress that enough. They lasted 3,000 years off of their spirituality and what they did. You know what I'm saying? They spread knowledge and things like that. You see what I'm saying? So we can't really trust what they want us to do, because that's what they want to do, and that's not natural to us. This is why you see everything is uneven now. Everything's out of whack. You see, everybody's really losing their minds, and it seems like they're still sane, because everybody's saying the same thing. And when someone says something different, i.e. Minnesota Fresh and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers I know, when you say something different and you speak the truth, true history, then you seem crazy. But in all actuality, it's been a paradigm shift as far as who was in power. You know, who we look at as who God was and who the devil is. You see what I'm saying? Has been juxtaposed. It's been flipped and incorporated. Everything is just all jumbled up within each other. So at the end of the day, if you look at it, whoever you believe God is probably the devil. And whoever you believe the devil is probably God. Because that's a whole nother level. I'm not even going to get into that right now. What I really want to talk about is how all of this affects the family structure of just not even only African Americans, but the family structure as a whole. You see, so what tends to happen is when you feminize a man by literally taking his power away from him by giving it to someone else, essentially. Our jobs were to take care of building, you see, hunting. We did the hard work. The woman, and I use this word woman very tightly, I should say. Like, I use the term Jesus Christ loosely. I use this word woman very tightly because they took care of the home. They made sure everything was taken care of in the home and in the immediate area around the home. They took care of the kids. Everything was cool. The dad came home. The father came home and took care of them. So when everything changes and you have women acting like men and men acting like women, that's how you break the barriers down of gender, you know, and that's definitely what homosexuality is doing. And homosexuality is being added to the fact that our families have definitely been broken up since the 60s, at least. You see what I'm saying? And now we're at a 75% destruction rate, I should say. And at the end of the day, the goal is to be controlled. So when you break the whole family up, someone still needs to raise the children. You understand? Someone still has to raise the children. The mother's not there doing it. Most of the times the father's not there doing it. And if the father is there doing it, he's not a mother. He can raising is something different than taking care of. Let me see how I can explain it. Raising your kids is more about keeping them balanced and letting them see the dualities of things. as far as, you know, male and female's energies go. So this is the depletion of the household in general. It's already happened to us, you know, as black people, but it's definitely going to go into white society and the simple fact that the more homosexuals you have, the less possibility you're going to have kids. You understand what I'm saying? So let me get back into one of these songs if I can. And when I tell you this computer is giving me the fucking boot flops right now, it's fucking with me. So I'm going to try and, I can't even scroll on this motherfucker. I'm looking for songs. But yeah, I'm going to jump into one of these songs here. Then, you know, get back into it. Hopefully I can get some calls here, man. I'm trying to get over there, but it's, man, things ain't clicking right. Things ain't acting right. So I'm actually, I got my laptop here also. So what I'm going to do is pull up this while I have a song playing. And then we'll figure all this out. But I'm going to play something everybody knows. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Future. If when I click this shit, this motherfucker want to play. My nigga Future, you know what I'm saying? Say, damn, time type shit. You know, I fucks with that shit hard. That shit hard. Yeah, man. Run into this real quick. Give me a few minutes to set up this this laptop. And do it this way because, yeah, this desktop is really not working out in my favor, to say the least. So, yeah, last week I did it on my laptop on a Wi-Fi signal. So from now on, you know, that'll probably be the best way for me to do this radio station because this was totally unexpected. I figured it'd run a lot smoother than it's running right now. And it's highly irritating. I'll try to refresh this motherfucker one more time. Boy, oh boy. If it ain't one thing, it's a motherfucking another. But yeah. I really wish I can get into these calls that I see so clearly. But thank y'all for calling. Definitely want to say that. Really thank y'all for calling in, and thank y'all for listening in, and I know y'all got shit to say. I know y'all got shit to say, and I really want to hear what y'all got to say. That's the main part of this radio station. I want to hear what everybody else has to say, any questions. We can build something really good just by understanding each other and figuring out these things. So let me see. Back to this fucking refresh shit. So fresh, gotta refresh shit. It looks like it's moving faster now, but definitely don't want to put my hopes into it. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play this song. Oh, nice. Dame 1. Dame 1. Title of this track is "Welcome Back, Hip Hop." Gotta love that.
This is a MPE exclusive.
I hope you had a real good vacation. We got a lot of cleaning up to do. Yeah, it's good to see your face though. Come on,
let's
come on,
some.
Yeah. Time to awaken the kingdom. Who can see them? I'm too motivated to let you niggas defeat them. No longer bounded by niggas spitting garbage. The revolution is now lyrical freedom. The type of music that you ride for. The same music that carry a message and make you rewind more. The Malcolm X theory. Grind hard by any means and believe in myself. Something to die for. Label heads don't want to see the truth televised. But thanks to YouTube, I got to tell you guys. Thanks to the will of the independent mind, I was able to say fuck. Fuck all naysayers and get mine. Yep. See, at the end of the day, bro, even if we ain't amigos, I'm still getting pesos. Yep. You best believe that because I say so. Charles Bennett, charge, Scott Baio.
Life could have changed since you've been gone. But I'm glad you're here now, man, it's been so long. I got nothing but love, and that's all time. Welcome back, hip hop.
Hip-hop.
Welcome back, hip hop.
Hip hop.
Welcome back, hip hop. Got nothing but love, and that's all time.
million of followers. The lines I recite of mine, I'm not a borrower. Blessed are those with a mind of their own. Each one teach one, got a bill for tomorrow. Look. Ain't nobody gonna do it for you. A military press the weight off my fucking shoulder. Listen to your own thoughts, fuck the bullshit. And don't believe what these other rappers told you. Since I don't sell drugs, that's a stupid ride. Favoritism a bitch, I'm about to lose a ride. But I walk by faith, and it's better to be blessed than let these silly niggas crucify. And my fans still ride with me, because the subject matter is real. That's why the fans still feel me. Why these niggas break their back trying to be commercial? Lyricism never die, and you can't kill me.
Life has changed since you've been gone, but I'm glad you're here now, man. It's been so long. I got nothing but love, and that's all top. Welcome back, hip hop.
Whether you drunk or weeded, laid back or heated, hip-hop is back again and y'all need it. Nothing better than a present to return the essence, and it's back for good, please believe it. Nothing that the haters survived to even scheme could even stop me from the American dream. Realizing that problems ain't problems, merely opportunity. Dressed in disguise so it seems, and I will be damned if I let them take what the good Lord Jesus Christ blessed them with. Bet they all want to know what he left me with. My own thoughts, the pen and the pad, and that's it. To the foundation. Let's go. Come on.
Life has changed since you've been gone, but I'm glad you're here now, man. It's been so long. I got nothing but love, and that's all top. Welcome back, hip hop.
Cause I done lived, I done tried, been through things that'll blow your mind, and it's all I know.
Sitting on top of the world,
I know.
Sitting on top of the world.
I ain't never played by the rules, fuck authority. Cross hanging low, you could say I keep the Lord with me. Young, angry thug with talent, and I was born to be. Family by my side, ride or die, they was sworn with me. And if I'm threatened, I'm letting go like a swarm of bees. I'm hungry and I ain't seeing no one that's more than me. Unless you misinforming me, I guess it's time to shine. The way I came up, kinda like turning water to wine. I went from bitches that was cool to blowing your mind. I went from writing nails in school to flow is divine. See, my glow is divine. Something you're reading books, more like you're seeing movies. Focus and take a look. Broke is the way I was. Hustle the way I live now. Reckless attention in every direction. Better get down. And society ain't ready. I'm balanced and unsteady. And balanced with guns heavy. Let's go.
Cause we can't stop till we look you down. Sitting on top of the world. Getting into the hustle is much deeper than just out of the world.
I done lived, I done tried. Get the things that blow your mind. And it's all I know.
Sitting on top of the world.
I know.
Sitting on top of the world.
Yeah, we sitting on top now. Been in it for a minute, can't be stopped now. Riding in the drop with the top down. DME and Nicotese got it locked down. We came a long way through the struggle. From out the gutter, yeah, showed them how to hustle. Now we on trucks, we're popping bottles with some bad ones. They all look like models, you wish you had some. Sitting back and we laughing at you haters. Remember when them DJs wouldn't play us? How about when the label didn't pay us? But never mind that, just book a flight to Vegas. Used to smoke a good shot of papers. Now I switch to Iolite, now I'm on vapors. Drinking on Patron, no traces. Yo, I told y'all it's minor to a major.
Cause we can't stop till we looking down. Sitting on top of the world. Getting this to hustle is much deeper than just out of the world.
I done lived, I done tried. Been through things that blow your mind. And it's all I know.
Sitting on top of the world.
I know.
Sitting on top of the world.
Pure hustle when the rarest form recognized. I realize, realize with these real eyes. Right on the top is where I have my seat. No college at all, but a nation is who I can teach. My underworld is discreet as far as money can reach. But I pray my soul it keeps when I lay down to sleep. To be specific, my goons can go ballistic on anything moving, these niggas really be tripping. I triple my investments, I really be flipping. And I really live by it, no sleep till Christmas. You say I work too much, but you don't work enough. Phone on speed dial, bitch, I'm calling your bluff. These four niggas would never know where real hustle is. Never took fronts, cop, but I could have doubled it. Bitch work underhand or I shuffled it. Me and Tycoon peeling out into custom shit. Bitch,
cause we can't stop till we looking down, sitting on top of the world. Getting into the hustle is much deeper than just having to climb. I done lived, I done tried, been through things that blow your mind. And it's all I know, sitting on top of the world. I know, sitting on top of the world.
I ain't playing.
Motherfucking crackers holding your life in they motherfucking hands. Think you're supposed to bow down, buckle and bow down to these motherfuckers. You crazy? A grown ass woman just talk to you like you fucking 2 years old. Bitch, I got churn. Fuck is wrong with you? That's why I say fuck em. Fuck em all, fuck em. Fuck the PO, fuck the judge, fuck the law, fuck em. That's why I say fuck em. Fuck em all, fuck em. Fuck off my ass with a 7-Eleven straw, fuck em. That's why I say fuck em. Fuck em all, fuck em. Fuck the PO, fuck the judge, fuck the law, fuck em. That's why I say fuck em. Fuck em all, fuck em. Fuck off my ass with a 7-Eleven straw, fuck em. And it's so hard to ignore it. Every day, same shit, different toilet. I try to treat her with respect, I say yes, ma'am. She's still trying to lock me up, but she don't give a damn. And I ain't do shit this time. Every time I tell the truth, she still think I'm lying. She hear what she wanna hear, she don't understand facts. Maybe if I tell her to kiss my ass, she'll understand that. Bitch, that's the only way to describe her. If she was dying, I wouldn't even try to revive her. I say fuck her, throw her in the ocean. Fuck her with a tip in the dick, no Trojan. I know it sounds harsh, but that's just how I feel. I am the fucking definition of keeping it real. I ain't turning myself in, and I ain't a snitch. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread bitch. Shit, that's why I say fuck her. Fuck them all, fuck them. Fuck the PO, fuck the judge, fuck the law, fuck em. That's why I say fuck em. Fuck em all, fuck em. Fuck off my ass with a 7-Eleven straw, fuck em. That's why I say fuck em. Fuck em all, fuck em. Fuck the PO, fuck the judge, fuck the law, fuck em. That's why I say fuck em. Fuck em all, fuck em. Fuck off my ass with a 7-Eleven straw, fuck em.
I withdraw your case on the 22nd. Georgia will close your case, and you will be mandated to move to the state of Pennsylvania until you are on probation parole, and that is June of 2014. Now, this can be solved very easily, or this can be solved difficult, because you will not, as of the 22nd at noon, if you at least do not even return by alcohol.
When I first got out, I jumped back on the grind. All my appointments on time. I pay my court fee every time I get my check. Smoke weed and ain't sell a piss test yet. I got big dreams, big like Texas. Who you know get out of jail and buy a Lexus? Fuck kind of name is Margaret. I slap the shit out that retarded bitch. That's why I say fuck. Fuck them all, fuck. That's why I say fuck. Fuck them all, fuck. That's why I say fuck. Fuck them all, fuck. That's why I say fuck. That's why I say fuck. That's why I say fuck. Fuck them all, fuck. That's why I say fuck. Fuck them all, fuck. That's why I say fuck. Fuck them all, fuck. That's why I say fuck. That's why I say fuck.
And when I withdraw your case on the 22nd, Georgia will close your case.
I never know how
and you
I
will
feel.
Be mandated to move to the state of Pennsylvania until you are on probation.
See you walking my shoes.
And that is June of 2014.
Yeah, what up, man? Thank y'all for listening in, you know what I'm saying? I got my dude online, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to check him out real quick, say what's up to him. Thank y'all for holding on and shit. You know, I had to pull out my laptop and the desktop and pull it up on both of them just to make sure it don't cut out on me so I can see all these calls and I can get these motherfuckers in. But I'm about to bring in my dude, 651-330, man. You on the air right now. Say what's up.
Hey, what's up? This Flex Freely, man. What's good with you?
What up, man? Let them know where to find you first off. You know what I'm saying?
Most oh, St. Paul, Minnesota, no doubt. You already know that. Yeah. Bust. Niggas know what it is, so.
Bust.
Bust. Bust. What's good with you, though? What y'all talking about?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just basically talking about, matter of fact, we talked yesterday a little bit about this shit, you know what I'm saying, about the, you know, homosexuality, you know what I'm saying, where
okay.
It started, where it's going, and, you know, how it's affecting the family structure and shit like that,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So if you got anything to say, you know what I'm saying, let them know.
Well, you know, I'm not too in tune with politics, man. I don't even fuck with it like that, so... Shit, I just yesterday found out what they was doing in Iraq and shit, like 3 years ago. So I don't even know. Like, honestly, I mean, you know, I had a few conversations about that whole thing. And, I mean, if that's what they're really going to do in schools, like, you know what I'm saying, and let that shit be known in school, I don't think that's not appropriate. It's definitely not appropriate. But, I mean, as far as, you know, who am I to say that, you know, you can't marry whoever the fuck you want to.
Yeah,
really, you should be able to
shit.
Marry a donkey. You know what I'm saying?
If you want to, if fuck you wanted to, you should be able to marry your Camaro. I married my Camaro. That's your
exactly.
Whole nigga. That's the track right there.
Right. So, I mean, I think that, you know, that's a good thing for them. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing for, you know, their community. But I don't... It's not that big of a deal to me because they should have been able to do what they wanted to do. You know what I'm saying?
They should have never had that.
Not,
you know, that right should have never been not on the table. You know what I'm saying? When they
right.
wanted to get married, it should have just been like, oh, all
right,
cool,
right.
yeah. You know, cool. Like, it
exactly.
shouldn't even be, it shouldn't be this big-ass debacle
exactly.
on whether or not, or, you know what I'm saying? That's
exactly.
Too much,
so,
man.
So with you know, with that being said, I understand the celebration because
exactly.
they did somewhat fight for their rights, you know what I'm saying? So I can understand the celebration part of it, but you know, I don't think that they deserve some gay day or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, it ain't gay day, it's Dre day, you know what I'm saying? We out here celebrating Dre day, smoking blunts with purple marijuana, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's my stance on it. Really, I don't have too much to say about that, but that's all y'all been talking about?
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to take it into some other shit, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, how the families are, you know what I'm saying, and the the polarization, you know what I'm saying, basically the reciprocation, if that's even a word. I think I might have just made that up. I know reciprocity is a word and reciprocal is a word, but the reciprocation
yeah.
of the male and female energies in the family system, you see what I'm saying? That really diminishes everything that's going on, just because, you know, there's no mother in the home to take care of the kids like she was used to doing. The woman did a lot of work. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I mean, in the house, she you know, she grew you know, vegetables, plants and vegetables. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fruits and shit like that.
Right.
She grew these things, and that's where her exercise came from. She carried her kids around. You know, she did that. The man was out getting food. You know, but when you got jobs,
right.
you know, and they give you jobs now, not a woman, she's working just as hard. Because a woman has always been essentially, I'd give it to them as the hardest workers. Because not only are you
right.
rearing children, you see
right.
what I'm saying, but you got... You know, you got to take care of your man. You got to take care of your children. You got to take care
right.
of the house. You got to take care of the fields. The man
right.
is really there for the power. So no one
right.
can come in there fucking with y'all. You see what I'm
right.
saying? Can't nobody break y'all apart because the man is there. He's going to get the food. He'll bring it back. You know, he'll help
right.
you cut it
the
up.
The breadwinner.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the
breadwinner.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And that's how it's supposed to be. But not a woman is the breadwinner. And it just changes the dynamic of the whole family structure, and the simple fact that now we got the kids out here running rampant, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, you ain't got no structure. So that's all, it's all systematic in the simple fact that somebody's got to raise kids. If you have kids, someone's raising them now. The question is now, who's raising our kids? If it ain't the mothers, and, you know, the fathers are out doing what, you know, we do what we've been doing. You know, we gotta go out and get it. We can't sit in the house and get it. We gotta go out and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have. And we haven't changed for the simple fact that we're not that, what's the word I'm looking for? Women are easily manipulated by their controllers. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So if her man was the predominant, you know, her man could tell her, like, yeah, do this, do that. She'd be like, okay, cool. But now since the man doesn't have power, the government does. The government tells her, do this, do that. She's like, okay, cool. And the man is like, can you do this for me? She's like, nigga, fuck you. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the man of the household is not a government.
You said there's not a what?
I said the man of the household is now the government.
Oh, okay. Okay. What?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. See, yeah, that's a little deep for me, but I think I understand what you're saying, though. And, I mean, what do you think about the independence that women have now to go out and get it to where, you know, there's always been single mothers, but now...
Well, I wouldn't say always, because remember they used to say, you know, it takes a village. That saying didn't come out of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? So there was never a such thing as single mothers at a certain time. Like, the whole village raised the child, and the child, you know, it had structure. There were men to learn from, there were women to learn from, and they knew their roles, you understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I believe a woman being independent is the most ignorant thing I've ever fucking heard. It is.
In what exact sense, though? Because
you can't have a kid independently.
True.
You can't
take
care of a kid independently. It's all about, you know, what we got to realize is about the family structure. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Everything is about keeping the family together. You know, it's about raising kids. And
so,
now with women. Mm-hmm.
So then what happens when that woman is forced to be independent because, you know what I'm saying, her husband, her baby daddy, boyfriend, whatever, wants to run out on her after they birth a child? You know what I'm saying? She's kind of forced to be independent.
But then you got to question, now you got to question her validity as a woman, and you got to question his validity as a man. See what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand, okay, why did you leave? Or, you know, what was going on? That's when you got to get into specifics of their situation to be able to break it down. Like, okay, well, you were treating him like your child. And a man doesn't like that. And that's what women do nowadays. Like, they're
but also, too,
since we're not their men anymore, we've become their children.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I see that all the time. You know what I'm saying? I see that all the time. And
so if the man left because of that, it's, you know, it's essentially her fault. If she didn't know how to treat her man, he's not going to stick around too long. And if he does, he's going to be finding, you know, he might be cheating on you with another woman. And then when you find out, you're going to leave him because he's cheating, but he didn't leave you because you were treating him like less of a man. But that's when it comes down to specifics of the situation. And, you know what I'm saying, what's going on between, you know, the man and the woman in that specific situation, see?
See, I don't understand, first of all, how you feel right as a man, because really you're not even being a man. So how you going to, if you're just sitting around, you know what I'm saying, if you're not a child and it's not your mom taking care of you, I don't understand how a male can feel okay with that, just being, you know what I'm saying, taken care of, you know what I'm saying? That's a mentality
exactly.
that has to change, too, you know what I'm saying? Because,
but see, here's the thing, because some men like us, we, you know, we get to the point where we like, all right, bro, you know, we got to slow shit down, like, look, but you treat me, you know, I'm a man, you know what I'm saying, and I'm feeling like I'm not being treated right here, like, you giving me, you know, I'm supposed to be the provider, you provided for me. At a certain point, the man is going to feel a little demasculinized. I cannot pronounce that damn. That's a big-ass word. There's so many fucking vowels.
Masculinized.
Yeah, the masculine.
Isn't that the word?
Line. Yeah, you said it right, fam. I don't
know
what the
fuck.
You
taught me that word, and you can't even say it. Demasculinized. I didn't even know that shit was a word until I seen the Facebook status and shit. I'm like, oh, that's a word? Like, I knew it was something like that. Like, I knew it was something, but I didn't know it was exactly that. But.
And that's what happened. So, this is my point. Like, men like us, we'll move around or we'll find another woman that treats us different, you know, end up cheating and stuff like that. But some men thrive off of this. Some men look for women to give them money and to take care of them, and you know what I'm saying, they'll lie to them and, you know, do this with multiple other women, like, you know what I'm saying, they thrive off of this. And those are the men that essentially, you know, if they had kids, man, you know what I'm saying, you have kids and you a kid yourself, and it's not going to work out too well for your kids in the end.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So. Yeah. That's some real shit, but at the end of the day, you know, the roles have been switched and the women are more, you know, as far as this feminist shit go, you know what I'm saying, when women have become, you know, they want the same rights that men have.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you know, first off, no one had a question about it, you know what I'm saying, where we were from, you know, where everybody came from. Everybody knew their jobs and there was no question.
Right.
Everybody did what they had to do, and it was for the kids. And now what I'm starting to see is we're taking our future away from our children because our future was taken from us. And let me see if I can explain that to you a little better than that. If your mom had, you know, if your mom had you at a young age, I'm talking about strictly being a woman though. You know, your mom had you as a daughter at a young age.
Yeah.
And, you know, your mom is like, oh, I didn't get a chance to go out. I had her so young. So now you dip off your child to, you know, somebody that'll watch them so you can go out every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm not saying going out is a bad thing, but what it is what happens is you lost your childhood because you had a baby too young. And now while you going out, you're taking your child's childhood away from them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So it's a perpetual action just because when that child gets older, they're going to be like, man, I miss my childhood, so I'm trying to live it up right now. Yeah, I got a baby, but I got to live my childhood. Then that baby is going to be like, damn, I miss, you see what I'm saying? It's just it's just like that. All we got to do is buckle down for one generation and be like, we finna take care of these kids no matter what.
Right. I mean, that seems like it would be common sense, though. That's it seems like it's common sense. You know what I'm saying?
But see, the thing is, that's common sense to, you know, real people. Like a real woman will hear that and be like, yeah, that's real. A real man to hear that and be like, yeah, that's real. But some people that have been led by, you know, this society and what's going on, like they're leading us in this direction. This thing just happened inadvertently. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're leading us into this direction for a certain purpose and a certain reason. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's what they want. And, you know, men have to fight it. Now we're fighting our women when we can't necessarily fight our women. You know, we can fight physically, right? We can fight physically, but, and I'm talking about as men, you know, we can fight physically, but on a mental level, women aren't really going to beat us every time. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we're fighting right now. We're fighting women on a mental level as opposed to not fighting them at all. You know what I'm saying? And working together cohesively, but men are used for the physical thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We have minds and stuff like that to where we can, you know, have philosophies, you know, but the mentality of a woman is a different thing because, you know, they rear children, you see what I'm saying, in their stomachs. And, you see, they go through a lot more things and they have more of a connection to this earth also. You know, a woman is the earth and it's metaphysical, but women are low. Their center of gravity is lower on them than the center of gravity is on a man. And the reason that is because they are closer to the earth. They're more in tune with the earth. That's why, you know, they say their period goes off the cycles of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So that's how interconnected women are as far as, you know, when they're connected to this earth and anything around this earth. Men are, you know, we're different than women, essentially. You see what I'm saying? But we plant the seeds in the earth to create life. Yeah. And that's just how it goes. That's the natural order of things. And the natural order of things has been broken on many levels, bro. And until we figure out a way to get back to the natural order of things, you know what I'm saying, and stop outlawing things like weed that grows, and it's been growing for centuries, millennia, actually. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's been growing for millennia. So instead of criminalizing and demeaning the natural things, and that's what we're doing. As a matter of fact, marijuana is one of those things where it just points out the fact that there's been a war against nature.
Yeah, well, hey, they want that money, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and it's fake, so they made something up. They made something up to give it to you to get what was real. So I'm going to give you this money and give me that gold under your under your land, and give me them diamonds. I'm going to give you something that's fake and give me something that's real.
Right. Shit, they'll take some oil out the ground to make some money before they let that regional area live. You know what I'm saying? They'll let it die and take that oil out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's... And
be on some 50 shit, laughing to the bank and shit.
Right.
That's fucked up, but it's real, though. It's ingenious. You honestly, I always tell motherfuckers, like, it's ingenious. It's diabolical, definitely. But the system of what's going on is ingenious. And this ain't something you can sit... You can't sit down and come up with this in a week. You know what I'm saying? You can't sit down and think about this for a week to be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. It's been systematic in the fact that they start with a group of people doing this. It's not just one white man, you know what I'm saying? There's a group of white men that are doing this to the whole world. And they have, you know, they're methodical about it, too. And that's what makes it diabolical. But it's genius in the simple fact that it's genius. Like, it's just genius. There's no escaping that. It's so deeply intertwined that whoever came up with this shit is a beast. Well, yeah, the beast. If you feel what I'm saying. But, you know, we're going to figure our way up out of this shit, man. It's just, we got to figure out how to get back to nature. And that's really what it is. You know what I'm saying? I go outside, if it wasn't raining now in Minnesota here, you know, I like to go outside and just meditate, fam, whenever I get a chance. Just sit in the grass somewhere, close my eyes. It's a weird feeling because you feel uncomfortable because you're not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But we got to get back in tune with nature and back in tune with the polarity of things. Like, everything is created off of opposite. Everything is opposite. I mean, if the world had two North Poles, would there be a world? See what I'm saying? Like, there's a North Pole and there's a South Pole. And they even change on the Earth. Like, where the North Pole is now and the South Pole is now wasn't always like that, but it was always a north and a south. But they just they shift around, you see what I'm saying? But they shift around evenly. But nowadays, honestly, if you look at the, you know, check out global warming and they show you some things about that, but you'll see the magnetic field around the Earth is actually out of whack. There's North Pole, there's like three different North Poles and three different South Poles or something like that, but there's a main one, but then there's aberration in the magnetic field that are just off. And I really do think that's part of the consciousness that we're on, you know what I'm saying? Like, what we've been doing to this Earth, the Earth responds to its inhabitants. Like, if you got viruses in your body, your whole body, you're going to be sweating, you're going to be sick, you're going to be nauseous. We are that to this Earth. You see what I'm saying? If our mentalities is messed up, the Earth is going to be messed up because we are all part of this motherfucker.
Yeah. But do you believe in chemtrails?
Oh, hell yeah. Barium in the sky?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're putting barium in. And with that, have you heard of the HARP or Project Beam?
Yeah.
So
how they got the those satellites that can control the weather and shit, and they can create tsunamis and hurricanes and man-made fucking natural disasters and shit.
I mean, if you think about it, it's not hard to create a thunderstorm, bro. If you can create a cloud, and all a cloud is water vapor. That's all a cloud is water vapor. And then a thunderstorm is a cloud that has a positive charge.
Yeah.
The Earth has a negative charge, and the Earth has a negative charge because it's female. See, now we're getting into metaphysics now, and I really like this because we're getting into metaphysics and the simple fact that everything that was created started off female, even me and you, no homo. When we was in our mother womb, we started
That's
off
real?
As females. Yeah,
That's
it's
a scientific
it's
fact.
It's a scientific fact. Everything starts off
so
as
basically,
a female.
You had a we had a clitoris, and then it grew into a dick and some balls and the opening closed.
If you look at the anatomy of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
All the things we have on the outside of us are on the inside of them.
Oh,
are like our balls
oh
are
yeah,
ovaries.
Like the ovaries are the balls?
Yes, it's the exact
That's
same
crazy.
Thing. It's just inverted. And you see the inversion shows the negative aspect of the female energy. You see what I'm saying? And to call it negative isn't anything
Right.
Negative.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's just energies, and that's how it works. You see
Obviously.
What I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So everything on this earth is negative. So that's why when you create a storm cloud, you know, that's why, you know, the positive ions from the storm cloud in the sky go straight down to earth because it's negative. So it's like, oh, that's where I need to go. And that's how thunderstorms start. So if you can create a water vapor, if you can put water vapor in the sky and add electricity to it,
mm-hmm.
You have a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Which is not difficult.
It's not. It's not Standing. Difficult at all.
Yeah. But I don't believe that like Hurricane Katrina, for instance, was a natural disaster. That was a man-made natural disaster.
Just
you know
like the hurricane that landed over North Minneapolis, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking think I'd be playing, but that wasn't a real fucking tornado, fam.
Right.
It was created. I mean, it's over North. Tornadoes can't live. They can't. When there's not enough
metropolitan
airflow.
Area.
Yeah, because there's too many buildings. The airflow,
right.
There's not enough airflow for it to keep going. They
right.
built, it landed over North. They built it there, you know what I'm saying, to create
yeah.
havoc. And all that did was displace a whole bunch, you know who live over North. You know what I'm saying? It just displaced a whole bunch of black folks.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. Just like Katrina did. I mean, but
mm-hmm.
Katrina
and,
was like on a...
Yeah. What happened in Haiti? What was that? That was a hurricane?
Earthquake.
Or was
that,
that
was an earthquake.
A earthquake? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the HAARP system created that, you know what I'm saying? Sending
mm-hmm.
High frequencies into the ground, you know what I'm saying? You can direct them to a certain point on the globe, on the surface of the globe. You can direct them to a certain point. Not necessarily the surface, but under the surface, because that's where the earthquakes start. But, you know, creating frequencies and sending them to certain places, this is what people do, man. Or this is what the government does. You know what I'm saying? They're controlling things on more than just the physical level of metal. They're controlling things on every level. And if you want to have complete power, that's what you have to do. You can't
mm-hmm.
just control me mentally. You got to control
mm-hmm.
me physically, mentally, emotionally, financially.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do all that to have complete control. And that's
yeah.
what they're doing. They're not wasting no time, and they're not leaving nothing behind. They're like, if we need that to control you, that's what we're going to do. The weather
yeah.
controls you, too. If you got clouds in the sky, if you ain't seen the sun in days, you're going to be depressed. You're going to
yeah.
be sad. You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? And that's just how it happens. So they know how to affect us. So they'll give us a story about a Boston bombing. And this is how they, you know, just stringing it together. They give you a
right.
story about a Boston bombing. Then you don't see the sun for 3 days. pump fear into them and then make them depressed. They're going to go crazy. If this was a video game, I would love to play it.
For real.
This is on PlayStation.
Hey, they need to. I'm about to make a video game and have my fucking Bungie design that shit for me. It's going to be called Earth. And motherfuckers is just going to be doing all sorts of crazy shit. But it's going to be set up Grand Theft Auto style. But,
don't
but it's
that.
So
don't
much
say that.
More.
It's
like
a radio station. No, don't let them take your intellectual.
Okay, okay. Y'all just want to see it be made. Shit, take that idea and run with it because I just want to play it. Like you could do whatever you want, but then like you'll get arrested. You know what I'm saying? Actually go to jail, gotta go to court. You know what I'm saying? And all that type of shit. And then if you get into the government and work your way up and have a high paying job, you know what I'm saying, a high status job in the government, you can manipulate certain things in the world and shit. Yeah.
That sounds like The Sims 3000. of my mama. That's just so hard, though. But, yeah, it's messed up, you know what I'm saying? And that's what they're doing. They're playing this game, and I'm pretty sure it's fun. I can't even front. It's diabolical, and it's genius. But being on the outside of any video game is fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we play video games, because we're on the outside of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we living in this motherfucker, and
right.
Eventually, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers going to rise up and start doing some crazy shit.
Right.
But, yeah, bro, I'm going to get into some more of these songs real quick. I'm going to play this Young Hell to the King. You know you got to send me some of them tracks, man, so I can throw you up on here.
No doubt. When is the next airing?
Next Friday.
Okay, yeah. I'll have them tracks for you. Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to be able to listen to this later.
Almost deaf. You can go to the archives, you know what I'm saying, on blogtalkradio.com.
Okay.
You know, Fresh, put in Fresh Fridays, you know, hosted by Minnesota Fresh. You know, just search Next to Blow Radio and you'll see the radio station up in there.
Okay.
Go to the archives and download it. But what I'm going to do for some of my later shows is I'm going to actually get the archives and put them on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It'll be a easier way for people to access them and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm really just mad that I got this slow start, you know what I'm saying, today on the radio station, because like, I'm up on two computers right now just trying to make sure both, you know, it stay up. But my laptop is the best computer to use because this desktop ain't doing its job.
Yeah. I feel you, no doubt, bro. But, most definitely. I'm going to be sending you them tracks, though, within the next week. And when are you post the whole thing? When are you posting today's broadcast?
Oh,
I like that waiting music you got talking about. Fuck the police. Fuck them. Fuck them.
And nah. Yeah, I forgot to tell her, you know what I'm saying? I forgot to throw that out there. The name of that track was I Hate My P.O.
Maybe I'm on hold forever just listening to that shit. Like,
that shit go hard, though. It really do. But, yeah, man, I'm about to jump into this Hell to the King. Thanks for calling in, my nigga Flex Freedy. And make sure you tell them right now, you know, where to find you on, you know, Facebook, Google, you know, spell it out,
man.
My nigga. Let them know.
Well, just hop on Reverb Nation is where I got most of my music, you know what I'm saying? I don't even really post nothing on YouTube yet. Just go to reverbnation.com/flexfreely, which is spelled PHLEXPHREELY, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to leave it like that, you know. But, I definitely will be calling in next week. What's the subject next week?
Honestly, I thought I had it, but I incorporated it into today's show about the structure of the family and how it's being broken down, because it really coincides with, you know, what the true end game for homosexuality is gonna be, you know what I'm saying, whether or not they say they don't want that or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's what the end game is, and the families have already been broken up. But next week I might still go into, you know, I might go into specifically how the African-American families were broken up, because homosexuality is going to break up. It's not going to discriminate against color.
Yeah.
It's really not. So, yeah. Good looking for calling in, man. I appreciate y'all.
No doubt. Minnesota Fresh, my nigga, good looking. And,
no doubt.
Be easy, bro.
Stay up, bro. All
right.
Yo. We back on it, man. I'm about to jump into this motherfucking Hell to the King. Y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all fuck with Minnesota Fresh, which is me. Y'all understand this track. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into it.
Hell to the King. And lots of lies.
Yeah.
May it protect us.
From the evil. From the evil.
Hell to the King. Lots of lies.
Hell to
to the king of the fathers of the nations. I'm a guy, but I swear these fucking devils are racist. But I try not to hate, just debate you from the basis. I hit you with these facts and then watch you pick up your faces. And now you feeling guilty, you swearing that I'm fallacious, when all I got is facts in these actual situations. Now I could take you back to when crack was in the 80s and crack was in them babies and crackers was going crazy. Now I could take you back to the Black Panther. Shout out to my strong sister Angela, R.I.P. to Hampton, and so to you, we knew, and then the side of Shakur, and all the people I ain't mentioned, cause it's so many more. See what you do when it's for, I say it's so many poor, and if nobody stands up, we just get used to the floor. We just get used to losing you from being shot or trying to shoot. So if they call them white lies, then black must be the truth. To bow down,
and lies of lies. Check
out. Roll a spliff on this one.
Lies of lies.
Hell Selassie, naysayers should stop it. Who are you to say the dude is not a prophet? But if you possess agape, your people is the topic. They scandalize your name, better keep your right hand, better keep your mind right, cause our babies are getting slain. You genocide, abortion becoming our main thing. I swear they trying to kill us, but not before they bill us for all the fucking pills and the ills that condemn us. But I fear no mind, no blind, or tell your soul so long. We've come a long way, but there's more, so hold on. Hold on to your vision and your rifle for dear life, cause life is sure, dear Lord. See, every night we fight for our freedom to be the light to the righteous we become. Rastafari, I 5%. We know, so tell the motherfuckers, watch the throne, I'm gone.
Tears of the king and lots of lies. May he protect us from the evil. Tears of the king, lots of lies.
Yo, you already know, man, I was Minnesota Fresh. Don't forget the three. That's me. Hail to the king. I got a video to that, you know, on YouTube. Make sure you check that out. All you got to do is Google me, you know, Minnesota FR3SH, and all that will come up. I'm about to play another one of my joints for y'all, man. It's a little smooth party track called If It Feels Right. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to vibe with me. Don't judge me. Ah, real is real, you know what I'm saying? We do what we do, we kick it, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta vibe out to it. Love.
I got this loud right, and I got this swisher right. Couple bad bitches tryna chill and kick it all night. I got this bottle right, and I got these pills right. And you ain't gotta indulge, but do it if it feels right. Feels like I'm gone, we polished the bottle of pure Patron. So stay up out my lane, cause I'm in the zone. In two ways getting blown, I can't even find my phone. And if you ain't on my level, then just leave me alone. Okay, I'm floating like a cumulus cloud. And no, we turn it up when we accumulate. Just loud, shout it out. S.O. my nigga Ninos, hold it down, call that 10 toes. And since I'm fresh to death, my bitch is ballin' like a widow. Popping all these pills, I lost the meaning of a pillow. And sipping all this lean, feel like I'm falling out the window. From the endo in the outdo, from the intro to the outro. And a couple gallons of Amsterdam. Damn, I got the slow right, and I got the swisher right. Couple bad bitches trying to chill and kick it all night. I got this bottle right, and I got these pills right. And you ain't gotta indulge, but do it if it feels right. I got the slow right, and I got the swisher right. Couple bad bitches trying to chill and kick it all night. I got this bottle right, and I got these pills right. And you ain't gotta indulge, but do it if it feels right. Feels like I'm hot than a motherfucker. I'm fly than a motherfucker. No need for the fibril. It's live in this motherfucker, no lies in this motherfucker, no ties in this motherfucker, drugs is everywhere, no surprise in this motherfucker, no conjuring, marijuana connoisseuring, pop another pill for my endurance, no insurance, I'm going hard up in this bitch, young and we wildin', ain't really trippin', but bitch, get off my kitchen island,
Cause if you break it, then you pay for it. And if you ain't got the paper, then bitch, you gon' have to stay for it. Look, we got all this liquor, people ain't no sense in wasting it. No job, but if I did, then tomorrow I'd be late. I got the slide right, I got the swisher right. Couple bad bitches tryna chill and kick it all night. I got this bottle right, and I got these pills right. And you ain't gotta indulge, but do it if it feels right. I got the slide right, and I got the swisher right. Couple bad bitches tryna chill and kick it all night. I got this bottle right, and I got these pills right. And you ain't gotta indulge, but do it if it feels right. It feels like I'm comatose, way too close to overdose. And all these niggas wishing they was real, call them Pinocchio. All these niggas corny and cheesy, but that's okie doke. Cause y'all ain't getting in, but I know that's what you hoping for. See, I don't need that. Nah, I don't need that. They swear they real, that's how they feel, but I don't believe that. He's back here not invited, but I bet your bitch will like it. We took some pics, some Molly hits. So now she rubbing on my dick. She call me Minnesota Fresh. Don't even know my name is Chris. She say she miss me, which let me know that she been trying to hit. Who you with? That's rhetorical, cause I don't give a shit. Still pull out this Magnum and be like, how about a little bit? I got the slide right, and I got the swisher right. Couple bad bitches trying to chill and kick it all night. I got this bottle right, and I got these pills right. And you ain't gotta indulge, but do it if it feels right. I got the slide right, and I got the swisher right. Couple bad bitches trying to chill and kick it all night. I got this bottle right, and I got these pills right. And you ain't gotta indulge, but do it if it feels right. Just do it if it feels right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to waste nobody.
Yo, man. We back on. I'm going to get into one more track before I finish this segment off, you know what I'm saying, with the depreciation of the black family and, you know, finish it off on basically the future of homosexuality and where we're headed, and some things you may or may not have known about the things they can do as far as, how can I put it, same-sex baby being born. I guess they'll come up with their own word for it once they put all this information out there. They'll probably come up with a special word for it to make it seem really, really cool. But it's something that I'm really worried about because, you know, things like that, when you start to mess with things on that level, you really don't know what could happen and how far it could lead. You see what I'm saying? But I'm going to jump into this song right here. It's another one by yours truly, Minnesota Fresh. It's called Kush Stroll, you know what I'm saying? All my real niggas can feel this shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just about when things is getting you down, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes just get out. Roll up a Kush blunt and just walk around, man. This is what this is about, man. Vibe with me.
Yeah, Kush roll, needing to take a stroll. Got a lot of things on my mind to let go. Oh. Yeah, Kush roll, needing to take a stroll. Got a lot of things on my mind to let go. Like the weight of the world is on my shoulders, and I ain't got time for no girls, I got two of my own. I barely got time for the song, but still they getting mad when I don't text them back on the phone. Damn, that sound kinda self-centered to me. That's real selfish, cause I don't really do this for me. Shit, I do this for the revolution, the movement. Minnesota Fresh, tell me who you choosing. Yeah, it's Mr. Never to be losing. If I don't make it, at least I say I made a contribution. Shots out, smoke, spit crack like I'm using, but Minnesota all confusion. Yeah, I swear I love to keep it real. These niggas talking clever, say whatever to conceal, but I say what I feel, and I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, mom, I know it hurts to see me growing up, but I'm Kush roll, needing to take a stroll. Got a lot of things on my mind to let go. Oh, oh, yeah, Kush roll, needing to take a stroll. Got
Even in studio 4 with no ball, wasn't focused on the showtime, no. On the showtime, no. Kush roll, needing to take a stroll. Got a lot of things on my mind to let go. Needing to take a scroll. Got a lot of things on my mind to let go. Oh, oh. And all I asked for was your fucking support. But all I get is, why can't you say kick instead of whore? Cause I'm all about specifics. So bitches, I just bitches. Ladies, I just ladies. Don't think I don't know the difference. One of them say she loves you and treats you like shit. The other say she hates you but treats you like you the shit. Real shit. Let me take another pull off of this kush real quick. Real quick, and help me get my mind off the bullshit I've been through. That shit still cut deeper than the Ginsu. And in truth, I just hold it all in and let it go with the kush cloud. Smoking a fat album, sounded like Bushmouth. Yeah, and baby mamas got their goals too. Knock me down for my morals. When talking to a bitch, it is hard to be cordial. And every fucking time I forget to record you. Damn, kush roll, needing to take a stroll. Got a lot of things on my mind to let go. Needing to take a scroll. Got a lot of things on my mind to let go. Oh, oh. And I don't really know about you, but I'm done with it. All I needed was a blunt, and I done lit it. I had to let that shit go. I had to let that shit go. And I don't even know why you persist with the nonsense. If it ain't about a dollar, nigga, it is nonsense. I guess that's why you niggas broke. Yeah. Kush roll, needing to take a stroll. Got a lot of things on my mind to let go.
Kush roll, needing to take a stroll. Got a lot of things on my mind to let go. Oh, I be feeling like that all the time, man. So now that I got a chance to get all this shit off of my mind, you know what I'm saying, I could take my knowledge and not feel so overwhelmed with all this shit I researched that I just been holding in myself just to get my own understanding of the world, you understand? Because what I, you know, at the end of the day, I've always been the type of person that wanted to understand everything fully. And my mom raised me to, you know, if I didn't know a word, I used to ask her and bother her all the time, you know, but if I didn't know a word, she'd send me straight to the dictionary. Then she bought us a whole series of Encyclopedia Britannica, you know, this was before internet and, you know, Google and stuff like that was popular. But, you know, I would always search for things, you know what I'm saying? And even then, you know, you could find some falsities in the Encyclopedia Britannica, but now you got Wikipedia, you know, blogs that, you know, people are saying the same things. There's a lot of info out there. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt, you know what I'm saying, a grain of rice or whatever the fuck you want a grain of. Take that shit with a grain of salt until you see it repeated and you see it interconnect with everything else. So the next issue that I wanted to bring to the table is, okay, gay marriage, fine. You know, they should have never been denied that. Point blank period. Like, they shouldn't have had to fight. Like, the same reason, you know, and I hate to correlate the black civil rights movement to the gay civil rights movement, but at the end of the day, there's certain things you shouldn't even have to ask for. There's certain things that should just be given to you. If you want to marry anything, you know what I'm saying, you go marry that. That's your choice. You want to spend the rest of your life with something, there should be no question there. But at the end of the day, this isn't a normal, this isn't an African mentality. And by that, I definitely mean, it's strictly European, as far as where the oldest story of homosexuality comes from in religious dogma, which makes it even more sickening. You know, it could have been, you know, I could have known that Plato was a homosexual, or Socrates, or Homer, or Aristotle. You know what I'm saying? I could have found that out, and still took their knowledge as they still speak truth as far as, you know. You know, I got philosophy books, and some of the philosophers do say some things that are very deep and insightful. So me finding out that they're homosexuals really has no gauge on the knowledge that they have and that they found out. Well, not necessarily that they found out. They actually learned that from somewhere, you know, but, you know, it was perverted over time. But either way, my point is this is their society. This is what they do. This is what they find themselves comfortable with doing, and that's fine for them. It's not necessarily good for us. It's just not what we do. So what we need to do is figure out what culture do we want to find our old culture, or do we want to take this diluted, perverted culture that they've been giving us for the past 500 years, 475 to 500 years that we've been in America here? 1492. Let's see. Yeah, damn. 500 and some years. So either way, what's happening now is homosexuals will get married. That's fine. But now, as far as not even the education goes, and I'm going to step back into that for a second before I'm done here. But I found out that they found a way to genetically, two men can have a genetic baby. So what that means is essentially if, well, yeah, and it blew my mind reading this and fully incorporating it into my knowledge, because it's like, okay, I know that could be possible, because with science they do a lot of things that, you know, were previously thought to be, you know, pretty at least improbable, you see, and why would you do that anyway? But what they're doing now is they found a way to make two men have a baby, and two women can have a baby that have their genetic material. So this child, and they can have, they've done this with cows, two male cows, or two male bulls, I should say, had another male bull. So they figured out a way to turn a sperm into an egg and take the other sperm and just put them together. And the same can be said with two females. They learned how to take the egg and turn it into essentially the genetic material, basically just injected into an egg. So they learned how to do this. So my issue is, when we do things like this, when we they've been genetically modifying our food, and that's going to have some pretty deep adverse effects. As long as we keep eating it and as long as we keep living, we'll see how quick it's going to help us die. But to do this, to do something genetically to an organism, That's a human. Okay, you're doing this to fruits and vegetables and animals. Cool. Not really cool, but okay. But you're stepping over the line where you're doing this to a human and giving it two of the same types of energy. So this is the problem. Physically, it seems okay, but metaphysically and genetically, if they only have one set of genetics, meaning as far as male, and, you know, you need male and female to create a whole. You see, you need that in anything, you know, where even past humans, animals, and plants, and everything needs a male and a female energy to coexist. So if you genetically make a genetic copy of these two same-sex people, when they have a child, you know, hypothetically, the child should come out healthy. That's what the article said. Hypothetically, it's supposed to come out natural. But we don't know later on down the line what this could cause within them genetically. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't even really speculate on the type of adverse effects that this could have, but what I do know is as far as energies go, you need a male and a female energy. So with that being said, I'm kind of intrigued. I kind of want to see the first man baby type shit just to see. You know, and they, that's another thing. You know what I'm saying? They intrigue us and want us to see it, and then other people like it and you keep it going. But at the end of the day, which is going to be real soon, doing something like that could have adverse effects, and then it'll create another divide, because I know personally that I don't want my child cohabitating with. Okay, so let's just say two men had a son, you know, and my daughter mates with this child of theirs. So what adverse effects could it have down the line? You understand what I'm saying? Like, there's no way. So that's creating another divide, and they're going to call me a hate. You know, I'm preaching hate because I don't want my children breeding with, you know, I don't, at that point, I don't give a fuck if you black or white or whatever color you are. If you came from two men or two women genetically, I'm not okay with that. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want grandkids to come out here with octopus legs and eight eyes and shit. You know, that's just, that's heavy speculation. But at the end of the day, this isn't something I want to see. But what I'm going to do is I got a call here on the line, and we're going to check it out, you know what I'm saying, and see what they got to say. I'm not sure if I recognize this number. This is definitely a Minnesota number. We got 952-486 here. So give me a second. I'm going to let you know when you on. But thanks for calling in and speaking with me and shit like that and listening in. But we just trying to figure out this problem and make sure that everybody knows everything that's on the table so we can go into the future with some type of knowledge and understanding of what's about to happen to not only us, but this whole world as a unit, this whole world as an organism, I should say. But 952-486, I got you on the line right now. Speak your mind, man.
What's the deal, Minnesota Fresh? This your boy, Carl.
Cost money, everything.
Yes,
you
sir.
Already
yes,
know.
Sir.
What up,
man? You know, I'm in Vegas right now. You know,
living
I had to call in.
Hey, you turned up. Let me just tell me you turned the fuck up, though.
Man, I'm finna get picked up in a little more and some more stuff, man. I've been going to these clubs out here, man. Not only do we gotta take over the whole of Minnesota, we need to hit Vegas too. I'm just saying. I was just at the same Pac supposedly got shot at. I'm just saying.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I'm up here.
Energy over there too. I'm betting. I'm pretty sure that place is filled with energy, man.
It is, man. It's definitely crazy, man. It's definitely a place that people need to come to in the world, for real. It's big, man. It's like everything out here. It is expensive, though. I will tell you that.
Yeah, ain't no getting away from that, but I'm pretty sure it's fun, though.
Look, I get picked up by a limo at 5 and stuff. I got my friend wedding out here and stuff, so, you know, I'm just out here doing my thing, but I had to call in and show you some love, man. You know, I like what you talk about, man. You real uplifting, man. And I feel like everybody need to get on that same page, man, because we can't move as a whole until we is, you know what I mean?
And it's that's like, plain and simple.
It is, though, bro. It is,
just
man. Like,
simple.
When people get on the same page, everybody going to see, once everybody on the same page, then everything is going to be smooth. But right now, everybody ain't on that same page, so it's chaotic, you know what I'm saying? Like, kids nowadays, man, oh, man.
Everything is breaking down, you know what I'm saying? Everything, you know, nature is breaking down. You know, that's why we got, you know, global warming, you know what I'm saying? On a metaphysical level, you know what I'm saying? We're the organisms of this earth, you know what I'm saying? We're like the cells. We're cancerous cells right now. You see what I'm saying? How we treating the earth. So all this stuff that's going on, you know, it's all interconnected. And it's all breaking down into the family, too. You know, the families aren't together anymore. What that's doing to us physically, you know what I'm saying? And
that's
emotionally.
That's really messing stuff up.
And, man, once the kids are messed up, ain't no future.
Right,
once you get into the kids' head, you know, they done got into our heads as kids. And you see, that's why we can't. You know, most of us can't fight it because they got into our heads as kids. You see what I'm saying? And now you got to fight against the things you've already been taught and search
exactly.
for things you've never been taught. And people don't like to do that because they're like, why would they lie to me? Why would they lie? Why would they tell you the truth is the question.
All right. They don't want us to know the truth, man.
They don't want you to know that.
A lot of black people in the world don't even know where they come from. A lot of black people architect America, built foundations in America.
And that's
you know,
the thing people don't understand. When they say we were slaves, you know, people always think, oh, yeah, cotton pickers. You really think that they brought some slaves fucking, what is that, 1,300 miles across the Atlantic so we can pick some flowers, fam? No, we did a lot more than that and further than that. They also rape, you know, sex slavery is the same thing. You know, a slave is a slave. So they had us picking cotton. They had us, you know what I'm saying? And, man, I don't even want to go. Man,
it's hard to go into that
because they raped our whole, man, I can guarantee you, if you're a black person, there is somebody in your history, male, listen to me, bro, male or female, that has been raped in your family. Guaranteed, 100%. Somebody down in your ancestry,
that,
man.
I don't even doubt
that. And now they was like, all right, we can't rape them no more physically, even though we want to. These are some perverted motherfuckers, I'm sorry. Like, they are, fam. And that's not how we live. That's just not how we live. That's not how we operate, you know what I'm saying? If you look at pedophilia, you see that, you know what I'm saying? More white men do this. Lock girls up in their basements and shit like that. We don't.
Right, yeah, that's so crazy.
Why would we, like, we don't do things, but it's all about culture. It's an innate thing within them that makes them do the things that they want to do. And like I said earlier on the radio station, I was talking about homosexuality, its origin and its future. You see what I'm saying? And what people don't know is, you know, homosexuality is all about sex. If you think about it, like, what else do homosexuals do? They don't procreate. You see what I'm saying? They could clean and do that. But it's all about the sexual indulgence. You see what I'm saying?
So they just, motherfucker, bro.
It really is, but ain't nothing like, you know, I played a song earlier called Good Pussy. I had to. I had to. You know what I'm saying? But ain't nothing like, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand. I know some straight women that'll tell you, ain't nothing like some good D, you know what I'm saying? And that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing like some good pussy, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. But a man to say, you know, something that I don't feel comfortable saying, but it's just that vulgar. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, how is that even enjoyable, fam? Like, the energies are just like, ugh, like, you a dude, nigga.
Yeah, man, I can't get down like that.
I hate to talk about him, you know, and I hate to laugh, you know what I'm saying, because I be trying to spit facts, and at the end of the day, bro, let me be real, two women together, yeah, I'm a little biased on that, because I like that, you know what I'm saying,
I don't see nothing wrong with that, but.
Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of hard to do that because I asked my whole girl the other day when she asked me when I told her, you know, I was like, you know, yeah, it's the same thing, but it's different, you know what I'm saying?
It is,
though. But I asked her, I was like, so if I had a threesome with two girls and I'm engaging in their homosexual act, does that make me homosexual?
I don't know. I should ask my...
Think about
hold
it,
hold
though.
Hold on, okay, let me ask Catherine a sec. Hold up, because this is an interesting thing. Okay, now hold up. What you say? If I had sex with two bisexual females.
Yep.
Wait, what's this? Two bisexual females.
Well,
right?
You know, it's let's base it down to homosexuality because you know
okay.
You call men gay and girls lesbians, but it's homosexuality. So if you're having a threesome with two women and you're engaging with them in a homosexual act, does that make you homosexual even though they're two women?
No.
My girl said no. So.
I don't think so either, but as far as technicalities go,
technicalities.
You're engaging. Yeah, as far as technicalities, yeah, you're engaging in a homosexual act. Yeah, they're women, but you're engaging in it with them. You see what I'm saying? Everything breaks down to a point to where it's like everything is just, you know, I believe, you know, it's hard to really say, you know, it's good. It just looks good to me. Two women just looks good, you know? So I got to say that, you know what I'm saying? But there's energies, too, that just don't seem to mesh well together. Women are sensual. You see what I'm saying? Women are, you know, touchy-feely. They're sensual. You see what I'm saying? So their interaction is a lot different. It's just men are supposed to be strong and virulent and powerful. Two of those,
exactly.
Oh, my God. It's just, I ain't even thinking about that. But either way, two females, you know what I'm saying, they're soft and sensual, so that's what they're going to do with each other, be soft and sensual.
Right.
So, but I definitely can't condone one and you know, not condone the other. So, overall, I would say, you know, see, now I'm conflicted.
No, don't be conflicted.
I've had a threesome before, you know what I'm saying? So,
I've had a couple of my time, too. I ain't going to say I
haven't. I fucking loved it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, my point is, if we turn this into something that's normal, something that's natural, like, you know, they teach Black history, you know, the civil rights movement, they teach that in schools, and the way that they blew up the gay rights movement, it seems just like, you know, and then we got a Black president that signed it into existence, right?
Right.
But Pete, this, did you know George W. Bush was like, I'm not signing that shit?
George W. Bush was a goon. But he was a grimy goon.
He was a grimy goon, but he was still a goon. But still in all, even the most retarded president we've ever had, a C-minus student, was still like, nah, I'm not signing that. So then you get a Black president in office. He signs it. So now the connection between the Black civil rights movement and the gay civil rights movement essentially goes hand in hand, and that's what they wanted to do. You see what I'm saying? So now we're the Black people are the cause, or we are the precedent of gay people doing that. So they're basically trying to, homosexuality started in you know, Greece. And the story, you know, just search the story of Zeus and Ganymede. You see what I'm saying? And once they switch it over to it seeming like Black people condoned it and we started it, we will look like the ones that, you know, at the end times when they switch their minds and be like, it's wrong, look who started it. But it'll probably be like 50 years down the line if they keep this going. If we don't fight back now, 50 years down the line, Black people will be, man, it's hard to really put it into perspective. But what I see they're doing right now is relating the Black rights movement to the gay rights movement, and the Black president signed it into existence. So that's too much correlation there. So, yeah, I just, you know, I really don't know what to do about it other than preach, you know what I'm saying, and let motherfuckers know, like, this is what's going on, but if don't nobody believe, then, you know, ain't nothing I could do but fight for my damn self and fight for some of the motherfuckers that do see what's going on out here.
Well, it's just like what Tupac had said, you know what I'm saying? Was it Pac or was it Martin Luther King? It was one of them, but... Don't laugh, it ain't funny. I'm being almost structured right now.
Hey, yeah. They were the same. They were the same type of people, except one of them was violent, the other was nonviolent, but they still both spoke a message about the same thing.
Right, but he was like, it was something about one person can start that change. You feel me?
True.
So as long as you think of seeing somebody here, and you're out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just got to keep it going. That's one thing I had to get over, the fear of being criticized and judged, you know what I'm saying?
But the world is judging and opinionated itself, though, bro. Everybody going to have an opinion on anything anybody say. You know what I'm saying? You just got to learn to look past it because, you know what I'm saying, even like criticism, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get criticized plenty of times, but I don't be worried about it. I know who I am and I know what I do. So I'll be sitting there like, yeah, you can miss me. I ain't worried about it.
That went right over my head type shit.
Exactly.
I already know.
747, straight jet.
Shoot, where it go? I don't even see it, though, but.
Exactly. I'm on soul, but, man, I'm finna definitely get back up into this hotel and shit. And I'm finna get it in, but I had to call in and show some love and stuff, man. I'm listening in right now, so I'm probably going to call back again. But,
I'm gonna be off air here in about 8 minutes and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna play one of these songs, you know what I'm saying, and then do my little closing statement and head out for the day. But next week I'm talking about the Black families, just specifically, you know, the Black households and how it used to be and how it is now, you know what I'm saying? And well, my grandma told me some deep shit, you know what I'm saying? And she understands, you know, the true role of a woman in the household. And she's mad. She's just as mad as me, but, you know, she like, my kids is grown, baby, you know. She's just like, I know it, but ain't really nothing I can do about it now, you know what I'm saying? So most definitely. Nice talking to you, man. Can't wait till you get back. When you get back in town, because you know we got to hit the studio.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back Sunday, for sure. And then I can't wait to that show, though, bro. I know we finna shut some shit down.
Oh, it's shut down already, fam. On my mama, we finna get it in.
Oh, you already know.
But all right, bro, nice talking to you, man. I'll talk to you later. Hit me up when you get back in town from Vegas.
All right, for sure, bro.
For sure.
One.
Yo, yo. Alright, thank y'all for listening in. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna play this. My nigga Crush the Catalyst, though. You know what I'm saying? This track right here, I really fuck with this track, man. It's called Forgive Me for Being Lost. You spit some real shit. I'ma run this then, and then I'ma give y'all my closing statements, and then we gonna rock out.
Dear Lord, please forgive us for all the sins we have brought upon us, and look down upon us with forgiveness for all the sins we will have in the future. I know you understand that brothers ain't perfect, but we try, Lord. We try to keep our heads up in bad times. This is a bad time. Show us the way. And if you can't show us the way, and forgive us for being lost.
Dear God, this is a letter to you. And you get mad at me because of this? I'm sorry, but this is just how I feel.
Show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you prefer to sober mine, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Show me a way. Oh, forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting it crossed. If you prefer the sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign. Oh, forgive me for being lost. Looking up to the heavens, searching for my answers there. Walking with a brave face, but I'm so scared of my future, or if I ever get to see it. After two lost kids, a father, will I get to be it? Walking through fields, thinking who I can confide. Cause my questions in life ain't getting replied. Looking for you because I don't believe these preachers. I want to understand the lesson, but you gave me such new teachers. As my brother's keeper, I keep him close to my heart. We live to your expectations, at least for the most part. But when rent is due and we got kids to feed, we can't pay our bills with kindness and good deeds. Cause your world is so wild and it's getting more crazy. I know niggas trap bananas, born crack babies. Where it's easy to go wrong than it is to go right. Looking like a corrupt and never ending circle of life. So show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you prefer to sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Show me a way. Oh, forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting it crossed. If you prefer the sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign. Oh, forgive me for being lost. When I look for holy water, I find liquor. You say the devil is a liar, but he answers back quicker. Listening for your voice, trying to find the clarity, but he's telling me get them before they bury me. And I value my life, though he went my soul at the price. Preparing for hell, cause I'm living so trite. And we both know you're not gonna let me in them gates. So why I still feel regret of the decisions I make, when you didn't give me the reasoning. Why Rich got locked down, why Darius got hit, why Wolf got shot down. I know this sound blasphemous, but tell me what to do. And if you can't tell me, at least give me a clue. Cause your world is so wild and it's getting more crazy. I know niggas trapping out as born crack babies. Where it's easy to go wrong than it is to go right. Looking like a corrupted, never ending circle of life. So show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you prefer to sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Show me a way. Oh, forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting it crossed. If you prefer the sober mind, forgive me for being soft.
Dear Lord.
Yo. I want to thank y'all for listening in, man. In closing, essentially what I just want to say in closing is what we got to do is figure out what's going on. Not hate nobody, but figure out what's going on. And figure out a way to get past it and figure out the future from it. Because if you don't look into the future, into what they're trying to do to you, then they're going to do it to you and you won't see it coming. And what the trick is, they try to make you used to it. They want to get you to accept it. You see what I'm saying? So they'll do things to get you to pacify your mind, like, you know, put a black person in office and make him sign the gay rights bill. George Bush wouldn't even sign that motherfucker. So that should show you a little something. He was an asshole, but even he was like, I don't think I want my name to be put up on that, because y'all already hate me. Y'all hate me for this shit. But I'm telling you, it's not going to end up good. We just got to find the history, look into the future, and protect our kids, man, because they're going to start. They already have books and stories about this. So thank y'all for listening in, man. Make sure y'all tune in next week, where we're going to be talking about the family structure of black families, stuff like that, strictly black families, and how we were in the 60s and how we are now. And I got a lot of research to do, research I've already done, but I do it all over again just to bring y'all some facts and things that you can easily search. So thank y'all for calling in, man. I got about 5 seconds. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening to the music, man. Call in next week, 5 to 7, Minnesota Fresh. 3.